Tina Spirovsky, Sporowski, my apologies, and JC Kovaleski.
Very good.
How are you doing?
Good, good. We're very excited to be here. It's a great conference. Yes, it's my first time at the Correlation Conference, so I feel honored to be here.
JC?
I don't think we've stopped smiling since we've arrived on the other day, so it's been great thus far, absolutely.
So what are your expectations here? What do you guys want to, obviously you want to have more exposure and get some more clients, all that, which is all good, but is there anything else on the plate for you guys as far as goals and expectations for the conference?
Well, I think as JC mentioned earlier, we definitely want to deepen our relationships with our existing clients and look forward to, you know, all the new prospects that are looking at correlation as their core processor.
Okay. Okay.
So it's a very exciting time for them and us as well.
Yep. JC?
It's also nice to, deepen the relationship that we have with the Correlation Group. I mean, they're just a fantastic group. Love how they think, love how they, you know, carry themselves at the conference, and I mean just so uplifting and things of that nature, so always look forward to deepening that relationship as well.
Anything stand out? I mean, we're in the middle of the second day. Anything stand out from the first day? We had some great keynoters yesterday. Anything stand out for you guys?
You know, for me, honestly, it was just the Correlation staff. I mean, they walked around, they welcomed you for coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were very thankful for your attendance. You know, I just think that was fantastic, mm-hmm. fantastic.
Anything stand out for you, JC?
Well, you know, anytime you start a conference with your keynote speaker, your very first speaker after the welcome, and you know, Jackie Freiberg, you know, fantastic speaker, know her and her husband, know him pretty well, but just they're so inspiring, and they talk about, you know, employee engagement, what you can do better to serve your members, what you can do to really serve your employees so your employees can serve your members. Start out a conference like that, and that's absolutely on the right foot. It's just magical. So
what's on the horizon in your guys' area of the credit union world? What's the latest and greatest there that you guys can share for us?
Well, we always stay, you know, ahead of our game and on top of technology. So for us, we're always moving forward and looking at new integrations in our processors and, you know, everything that the credit unions want to do next. And, you know, we're always a few steps ahead of everything.
Yeah, what are the credit unions looking to do with...
You know, for us, we see a lot of the credit unions nowadays doing their advertising on their statements. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are considering putting their newsletters at the bottom of their statements.
Oh, that's
a lot
a good
of
idea.
Their marketing. Yeah. So many people are going into color. The e-statement technology, you know, we have an ID mm-hmm. platform set up where it's just member communications, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. it's just a beautiful process. And
it sounds like any way to kind of reach the member, get another message to them, is that pretty much it?
You know what? It's like, you know, at IDS, we have a culture. You know, we have a lot of interns. We have a lot of educated and experienced mm-hmm. staff. Mm-hmm. And for us, we always kind of know ahead of time, like, okay, we have these young interns. What do they want to see? You know, what do our current and existing customers want to see? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just try to stay in tune with all the member communication mm-hmm. out mm-hmm. there and really just, you know, stay ahead with technology, because mm-hmm. that's just the way the market is moving.
And it's moving fast.
It's very fast.
JC, how do we keep up?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we like to provide that foundation, you know, for the member communication, but we also understand that we have to be nimble in doing that. So, as she said, I mean, we are always picking the brains. When I go to a lot of conferences, I engage with other vendors there, and the credit union people just kind of picking their brains and see what's on their horizon to see where that fits with us, so we can kind of be ahead of the curve. So, and I don't know what you asked me, Mike, but I just gave you that answer.
I think it was pretty good. I asked you your shoe size, and that's what you gave me, so thanks. A little more than I expected, but hey, it's good. All right, I'm going to give you guys a quick plug for IDS. I mean, just give a quick plug out there for folks who may not be familiar with you.
Let's talk about our rebranding.
Yeah.
This gal has worked so hard the last few weeks rebranding, because I was at a conference last week, and, you know, this logo here was what we had, but mm-hmm. this is our new logo, new booth, new everything, all the samples, all of our giveaways, just a total rebranding, and she's really worked hard to make that happen in such a short time period.
Looks good.
So we've got a lot of nice compliments on the rebranding in that, so that's exciting for us as well.
Excellent. Excellent. What was the motivation behind the rebranding?
You know,
just a fresh look or something?
It was a little more than a fresh look, because we merged the two companies, Datamail and LaserTech.
Okay.
And we merged these two different cultures. And, you know, over the past 2 years, now we've developed our own culture. And that's where the whole rebranding started. We have our own culture now, and, you know, away with, with LaserTech and Datamail and IDS.com. It's just, you know, our new image.
Right on. great message to end on. Jason, anything else?
That's it. Very well said. And Mike, we appreciate the time you've given us. So.
Oh, always, sir. Always. Thank you very much.
Thank
Valentina,
you.
Well done. Thank you. JC, always a pleasure.